我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
每次到你面前来的时候，我们一面享用安息，一面又在你面前等候你向我们发出亮光。
Every time we come into your presence, on one hand we enjoy your peace, on the other hand we wait for you to speak to us.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are God who speaks.
你不住地把你心里的意念向众人来启示。
You continue to reveal your heart desire to everyone.
而如今我们已经等候在你的光中。
And today we are already awaiting in your light.
愿主把你当年说过的话，今天新鲜的说到我们里面去。
And Lord, may you use your spoken words in those years once again to speak very freshly in our hearts.
是你的启示，叫我们看见你今天已经做了。
About your revelation, you let us see that you have already done your work.
你并且继续按照你的启示，把还没做完的来一直做到完成。
And it is also by your revelation, you let us see that whatever you have not finished, you continue to do. We thank you.
你的信实是何等的真。
And your faithfulness is so real.
你的怜悯和慈爱是何等的广。
And your loving kindness and mercy is so broad.
晚上求你用你自己的话再次扩充我们。
And may you use your words once again this evening to broaden us.
一面是扩充我们的度量去接受你所说的话。
On one hand, it's enlarge our capacity to receive your words.
一面也扩充我们的度量，叫我们活出你自己的话。
On the other hand, to enlarge our capacity so we can live out your words.
赞美主。
We praise you, Lord.
因为在你没有改变。
Because in you there is no change.
也没有转动的影儿。
And there's no shaving of shadow.
你一直到永远是那样真实的主。
Until everlasting, you are such a true God.
我们要敬拜你。
We worship you, Lord.
我们要感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
并且不住地感谢你，直到与你面对面。
And we continue to thank you until we see you face to face.
还要继续地敬拜，直到永远。
And we'll continue to worship you until eternity.
赞美主。
We praise you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一直读到今天的时候，我们就留意到，从觉悟开始，一直下来，都是定在那一个不敌和方向里。你们要赞美神。
And as you read on until book 5, we see that there is this one theme that is set here, which is to praise the Lord.
那所以我们在觉悟的里面看到一个非常明显的事情，不再是人在神面前向神求恩典。
So in book 5, very clearly we can see one thing is no longer man asking of God.
人虽然回到在圣灵的这个引导里上回到神过去在历史上面所已经做过的。
And even though by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, men are led to what God has done in history.
但是重点不是在神过去做了什么。
But the focus is not what God has done in the past.
重点是神在过去所做过的事情，向人显明了他是谁。
The focus is what God has done in the past, through which we can see who God is.
当你真实地看见神是谁的时候，
If you truly see who God is,
你除了在他面前敬拜、感谢、赞美，你还真的是没有别的话好讲。
Apart from praising him and worshiping him and thanking him, there's nothing else we can say.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么，我们今天从114开始。
And today we'll begin with Psalm 114.
你很清楚地看到，我们今天所接连看的这三篇，诗篇。
And you can see very clearly the three songs we're going to study this evening.
是从神在他永远计划的里头所设定的几个阶段，每一个阶段，每一个阶段，每一个阶段的题。
And we can see these are the themes of a few stages that are set in God's eternal will, and then one by one we'll mention them.
在他所提出了每一个在阶段神做了什么。
And it mentions about it, at each stage what God has done.
为什么 做那些事?
And why would God do these things?
很清楚给我们看到。
And very clearly, they let us see
them. 我们是在感谢神。
We truly thank God.
你记得卷五。
As soon as we enter into book 5,
神用不同的方法一直在那里发表他自己，显明他自己。
God uses different methods, different ways to reveal himself.
我们先笼统一提一提，今天我晚上我们所看见三遍，究竟那个范围有多大。
And we'll just briefly mention in general the boundary of these three Psalms.
我们读114的时候。
When we read Psalm 114.
你非常明显。
Very clearly.
在字句上边你已经能掌握到。
And in the letters of the word, you can grab hold already.
神说到以色列的被建立。
About the building up of Israel.
那以色列的被建立是根据什么?
And what is the building of Israel based on?
他不是说这一方面的事。
And, but it's, this is not about this area.
他是特别指出在以色列被建造的历史里头，神要在他们身上显明一个什么的工作。
And it is through the building up of Israel, through its history, to manifest what God was to do.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看到了。
And brothers and sisters, you can see this very
clearly. 从文字上来看，没有一点难解的。
According to the letters of the words, there's nothing difficult to understand.
因为你看文字，你就知道他说什么。
Because as soon as you read the words, you understand what it's talking about.
但是你真要说神啊，你为什么这样说？
But if you truly ask why God would, why would you do this?
你就看见整个问题就不同了。
Then you see that's an entire different issue here.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因此我们读诗篇的时候你不能光停留在文字里。
So that's why when we read the Psalms, we cannot just stay in the words.
你停留在文字里头的时候你只是碰到一个很窄的那个内容。
And if you just stay in the words, you would only come across a very narrow content.
你没办法知道神说这些话目的在哪里。
And you would have no way of knowing the reason behind why God
said this word. 你说神要完成他的旨意。
And for God to fulfill His purpose.
是，他是完成他的旨意。
It is true God is to fulfill His purpose.
那他的旨意是什么？
But what is His will?
那这一大串都在这文字里面呢，你找不到的。
But all these you cannot find the words.
但是你好好的在那里读的时候，圣灵会把我们的那个心思从这个佛面的东西转到神心里头的意念。
But if you read the words carefully, the Holy Spirit will guide us from superficial into deep into God's will.
弟兄姊妹很清楚地看见，从文字上面来看，就是说，以色列从埃及出来以后，一直到了迦南地，建立了以色列国。
And from the letters of the words, we can see this is describing the Israelites leaving Egypt, entering into Canaan.
对。
It is true.
历史的本身就是这样。
And this is what the history tells us.
但是神建立以色列国做什么呢?
But what is the purpose of God building up the kingdom of Israel?
你们要注意了。这是我们读114篇的时候所留意的了。
And this is what we need to take note when we read Psalm 114.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神是借着他在领以色列人出埃及整个的过程里面显明他是谁。
It is through the entire process of God leading the Israelites out of Egypt to manifest who He is.
做工在你的个别人的历史里头也好，整个以色列民族的历史上也好。
Whether it's the individual history of the people or the history of the entire Israel.
你都看见同样的一件事。
You can see the same matter.
神是谁？
Who God is.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意第一节。
Verses take note verse one.
以色列出了埃及，雅各家离开，说一言的之名。
When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language.
那是犹大为主的圣所，以色列为他所治理的国度。
Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion.
因为这很简单。
It's very simple, brothers and sisters.
这两节经文就把神领以色列人出埃及的整个的历史的要点点出来了。
And these two verses, point out the main points of the history of God leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
如果我们不是按照他神把四篇分成九卷一卷二卷三卷四卷五这样找到他的那个每一个每一卷的那个重点来看的时候你看上去你说这几句话有什么意思、
If we're not looking at the main points about God dividing Psalms into five books and then we try to look at the main points and you say
什么意思啊他就是神在历史上降临以色列人出埃及而已啊
And you say what is the meaning of each book and you say this is just the history of God leading the Israel out of Egypt We thank God
这里虽然短短几句话
Even though it's just a few sentences
就点出了一件事情
They point out one matter
神让以色列出了埃及地乃是脱离做奴隶的那一个地位身份和献祭
And for God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt is for the Israelites to depart to be free of this position this identity and the boundary of being slaves
那他要离开这个地方有什么特别吗
So what is so special about leaving this place?
你说叫他们自由啊
It is for them to be set free
弟兄姊妹这当然表面的事情他们是自由的
And of course on the surface they are free
但是在这个自由的这个事实的背后有什么比自由本身更重要的是的
But the matter behind being free, what is more important than having freedom?
弟兄姊妹，你看很清楚。
But this is very clear.
他说，当犹大进了以色列地的时候，进了迦南地的时候，犹大就成了神的居所。
It says after Judah enters into Canaan, Judah became his sanctuary.
以色列就为他的治理的国度。
And Israel his dominion.
这两个事情我们非常清楚地知道那个属灵的实在的意思
And we know very well about the spiritual meaning behind these things
他找到犹大做他的居所
Before he finds Judah as his sanctuary
那就从预表上面来就说出神找到安息的地方
In terms of type, speaking of type, which means God has found a resting place for himself.
神不仅是得到一个安息的地方
Not only does God find a resting place.
那弟兄姊妹如果你要留意这个事情蛮大的撒旦一堕落整个地都在那里来抵挡神
And because the fall, after Satan has fallen, the entire earth is in opposition of God.
现在神在这一个与神存着一个非常背逆的心的地方他找到居所
Now God has found his abode among this place which is rebellious against him
不但是找到居所
Not only does he find abode
并且在借着以色列这一个民族给建立起来的时候立定了一个神所要的国度
And it's also through the building up of Israel that God has found his kingdom
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
你留意，你说这样一个国度有什么了不起
？And you might ask, what is so great about this kingdom?
你从字句里头你会发觉，那有一个秘密隐藏在里头。
And from the words, you will find that there's a secret hidden.
什么事呢
？And what is this?
他说，叫让以色列。成为他所治理的国度
And here it says Israel his dominion
那弟兄姊妹你就很清楚地留意到从字句上面来说你说神要找到一个他看为祭司的国度
And from the words verses you can see God is here to find a kingdom of priests for himself
如果你多问一句话
If you ask one more
为什么要找到一个祭司的国度
And you ask why does he need to find a kingdom of priests
那里面故事就很多了
Then there's a lot of story behind it
但简单的来说
But to put it simply
神在一个悖逆的地找到 一个能完全接受神权柄的国度，什么作用？要叫其余的人都认识神是谁。
And it is through this rebellious land that God finds a kingdom that will accept his authority so that others will also accept his authority.
这两三句话说出着神，说出了神在以色列民中间做工的那个历史和目的。
So these sentences tell us the purpose and the work that God did.
这就提到一些事情了。
And then they tell us something else.
那这些事情呢，你可以看到表面的那个意思，但是你从这个表面的意思会深入到在神面前的实际神要说明的话。
And from these things, you can look at only the surface of the matter, but you can also through the surface of the matter to go deeper to see the will of God.
接着说下去的话就很简单。
And these words that follows are very simple.
沧海看见就奔逃。
The sea looked and fled.
约旦河也倒流。
The Jordan turned back.
丢子们。
Brothers and sisters.
什么意思
？What do they mean？
你说当时他们离开埃及的那个历史就是这样走过来嘛
？And he said this is just the history of them leaving Egypt.
这是表面的现象。
This is only the external phenomenon.
但是你从这个表面的身上，你看到什么
？But from this external phenomenon, what do you see？
神是万有的主。
That God is the God of all.
所以当神领着以色列人出埃及的时候，海就清了。就要浮在他的船柄上。
So that's why, as God led the Israelites out of Egypt, the sea would even listen to him.
约旦河也倒流回去。
And even the Jordan would turn back.
弟兄姊妹们，从物质的观念来看，这两个事情是不可能发生的。
And brothers, from a physical material point of view, these cannot happen.
海里要它倒流。
How can the sea turn back?
海里要的要它奔逃。
How can the sea flee?
那当然就是指着以色列过红海了。
Of course, it's talking about the Israelites crossing the Red Sea.
还要奔逃，剩下一个旱地来让他们走过去。
The sea would flee so that there is a dry land for them to cross.
到了约旦河要跨过去就是以色列地了。那么神又显又做了一件事情，什么？约旦河水。又是倒流回去。
So when they cross the Jordan, they will reach Canaan. So that's why God make Jordan to turn back so that they can cross.
又显出干地来让以色列人进入迦南。
So the dry land is revealed, so the Israelites can enter into Canaan.
虽然是两件不同的事。
Even though they're two different matters.
但是是说明一个明显的事实。
But it tells us something very clear.
神是主。
That God is the Lord.
不仅是他是人的主。
Not only is he the Lord of man,
一切被造之物，他是主。
He is the Lord of all creation.
所以才有这样的事情发生出来。
That's why these things happen.
今天你我去对太平洋说退去。
And if we go to the Pacific Ocean and say flee.
他，你看看他听你的话没有
？You can wait and see if it will listen to you.
尤其是那个八大风浪的天，你去那里说退去。
And especially in a stormy day, you say turn back.
很有一个结果，你被大浪卷到海里去。
It's very possible that you will be swept into the sea.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当以色列出埃及的时候
，When the Israelites left Egypt.
他们碰到两件很重要的事。
They came across two very important things.
如果他们不能走过红海。
If they could not cross the Red Sea,
他们全都又成了埃及军兵的，不是俘虏就是死亡。
They would become either slaves of the Egyptian armies or they would die.
如果他要把河水不倒流回到亚当城那个地方，他们没有干旱的路进入迦南。
If the river of Jordan did not turn back to the city of Adam, they would have to return.
他们实在不饿死在旷野。也给在那个约旦河东边的那些其他的民族把他们消灭掉。
Even if they don't die of starvation in the wilderness, they would have been defeated by the people on the east of the Jordan.
神做了大事，把他们进迦南的那个左隔毫无保留的拿走。
And God has done this miracle so that he would remove all the obstacles for them to enter into Canaan.
就依照这两件事情。
And because of these two matters.
那接下去就有两三个有问题摆出来了。
And there are some other matters that we can see.
你留意从字句上面来说我们都懂是什么。现象
and just from the letters of words, we understand what they are talking about.
但是神为什么说这里几句话呢
But why would God say these things?
大山踊跃如公羊，小山跳舞如羊羔。沧海啊，你为何奔逃？约旦啊，你为何倒流？大山啊，你为何踊跃如羊公羊？小山啊，你为何跳舞如羊羔？
We just read from verse 4 to 6.
什么意思？
What do they mean?
你要是你没有留意到神子自己的那个心思和他已经做成的那个功。
If you don't,
是为了什么目的呢？
If you don't,
你没办法了解。这个就是什么？你说这个就是一个风景的描写啊。
If you don't pay attention to the will of God and what, why he's done this, you say that this is just description of some phenomena.
我们都知道没有那么简单。
But we all know that it's not that
simple. 你要说看风景。
If you say you want to just observe the scenery.
为什么要到红海去看？
Why do you need to go to the Red Sea?
为什么要到约旦河去看？
Why do you need to go to the River Jordan to
look at them? 但你到了约旦河，你到了红海边，你所要看的。不是风景。
And when you go to the Red Sea and the River Jordan, what you want to see is not the scenery.
你所要看的就是说，我们来到一个地方，没有路走。
What you would see is that we're coming to a place where there's no way out.
我们怎么能找到路可以离开这里？
How can we find a way out to leave this place?
进到我们要去的地方。
And to enter into the place we are to go.
这个就成了大山。
Then that will become a mountain.
这个也成了小山。
And that will become a hill.
大山是什么
So what are the mountains?
小山是什么
What are the hills?
很有意思
Very meaningful
在大山和小山你可以在圣经里面有几个不同的表达
And there are several expressions in the Bibles in terms of the mountains and the hills
一个就是说到那个大山小山就是大小的难处摆在你面前
And one is to describe the degreeOf difficulties that is laid before you.
现在当然是有很大的难处在哪里啊
But of course, now there's a great difficulty.
红海在前面。
The Red Sea is before you.
约旦河在前面。
The River Jordan is before you.
你没有路走。
There's no way out.
后面有追兵。
And behind you, there are soldiers running after you.
你怎么办
？So what do you do?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他说：“大山他要挪开，小山，他大山在这里踊跃，如公牛。”小山跳舞如羊羔。
He says the mountains skip like rams and the hills like lambs.
你留意到这个话，你就没有办法能忘记以赛亚书上的所说的一件事情。
If you pay attention to these words, you cannot forget those words in the book of Isaiah.
有弟兄已经把它写成短歌，我们都曾经唱过。但是也许不常唱也忘掉了呢。
And a brother has turned those words into a short song, and we have sang them before, but we don't sing them often.
可以挪开。
That the mountains can be removed.
小山可以迁移。
And the hills can be put away.
表明什么
？What are they expressing?
以赛亚书的话就直截了当地指出来了。
And the words in the book of Isaiah are very direct.
神的慈爱。永远不离开你。
But the loving kindness of God will never depart from you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果你要从以赛亚书所说到的大山小山来留意这里所提到的事情，你就知道了。我们在地上会常常碰到。各种各样的难处。
And if you look at these words, the mountains and hills in the in Psalm, and we would know that on earth we will encounter difficulties often.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们走过来了。
That we can go through.
你凭什么走过来
？By what can you go through?
凭你的智慧、能力、权柄、地位。
Is it by your wisdom, authority, position?
有一些事情你也许可以凭借这些。
And some of the things you might be able to depend on these things.
但有一些事情你一点办法都没有。
But for others, you will have no way at all.
比方简单的来说
for example
未婚姊妹这已经回家了她染了这样的病按照人来看的时候还有希望吗
and our sister Huifeng even though she has returned home from the hospital for her disease in men's eyes would there be any hope for her
不是说没有希望但是那个希望可能是十分一可能是一分之百分之一
and it's not that there's no hope at all but it could be 10% of hope or even 1% of hope but we thank the Lord
我们姊妹平平安安喜喜乐乐的过来了
it is by peace and joy that our sister has gone through this
感谢主
we thank the Lord
大山小山都是阻挡我们进到神要我们到的地步的那一些拦阻
The mountains and the hills, they are the barriers that keep us from going before God.
然后感谢主
and we thank God.
他给我们完全拿开了
That the Lord has completely removed them.
让我们平平安安的到了神要我们到的地方
So with peace that we will arrive to the place where God wants us to arrive.
那这是一方面
And this is
one aspect. 另外那一方面呢
And the other aspect.
弟兄姊妹很有意思的
This is very meaningful
晚一点之后我们就会读到那里
A little bit later on we will read about this
你读到那个诗篇上面就说出一件事
And when you read the psalm
又是说到大山和小山
Again it will talk about the mountains and the hills
但是那个表面的现象和这里所提的两样
But the phenomenon that's expressed there on the surface is different from here
我们过去之后就读到那里我们再说
And later on we will read there and we will mention it later
但是我可以先告诉弟兄姊妹们
But I can first mention to brothers and sisters
125篇吧应该是众都不必找了众山怎么饶路耶路撒冷
It could be in Psalm 125 it says how the mountains surround Jerusalem
这句话就说出一个大山了 也许多的小山
And it talks about mountains many mountains and some hills
神的慈爱和诚实又借着你们要 显出来
But God's faithfulness and his loving kindness will manifest
弟兄姊妹引到的那是经历不一环境不一样
So what environment the expressions are different
但是证实一件事情那个是非常准确和很久到永远
But it proves of one thing that is very accurate and it lasts to eternity.
以赛亚书说神纪念你们除掉你们一切的难处直到永远。
And in the book of Isaiah that God says God remembers you.
你们是永远不改变的那么他的慈爱。
And because his loving kindness never changes.
你在地上看到那众山围绕耶路撒冷。
And later on, you read of the mountains surrounding Jerusalem.
神的慈爱也是这样的，永远的，围绕着你。
It's in the same way God's loving kindness will surround you.
都是说到一个事实，神的性情，神的慈爱。
They all talk about one thing: God's nature.
那众生围绕耶路撒冷，为什么要围绕耶路撒冷
？So why would the mountains surround Jerusalem?
他成了好像众山所围绕的那个最主要的山
And it becomes the main mountain for the mountains to surround
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
我们读到那里的时候我们再详细说
And、
这个、
we will go into details as we read
但是你非常容易理会得来的
But something that would be very easily understood
耶路撒冷是神的居所
Jerusalem is the bowl of God.
虽然这个是启示里边的一个发表
Even though this is an expression in the Revelation.
神住在哪里
God lives there.
所有要寻求神的人你都要到耶路撒冷在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament time, all those who seek after God need to go to Jerusalem.
神也定规了以色列人一年要五次一年有三次上耶路撒冷。
And God has set for the Israelites to go to.
不管你住的那么有那么远，反正到了节期，你们要到耶路撒冷。
And they need to go to Jerusalem three times a year, no matter where you live, and you have to go to Jerusalem three times a year. And what do you do in Jerusalem?
朝见神。
It's to meet God.
为什么要朝见他？
Why do they need to meet God?
因为我们从起头一直到现在，并且继续延长到永远，他用他的慈爱。永远的陪伴着我们。
Because in the past, in the present, until eternity, He uses His loving kindness to surround us.
啊，我们实在感谢神。
And we truly thank God.
当你一留意到，114篇里边说了好些事情，都是在那里显明这一个事实。
And a lot of things that we read in Psalm 114 are to manifest this one fact.
但是你看到这个事实
，But as you see this fact，
你有什么领会
？And what kind of understanding do you get？
其实我已经把那个答案说出来了。
Actually, I already gave you the answer。
因为接下去的文字就是说明那件事情。
And because what follows is there to explain it。
人看到这些事情
，When men see these things，
你可说他看见神迹也好
，You can say that they have seen miracles。
你看，你说他看见神显明他的大能也好
，or you can say that they see God manifesting His great power。
甚至你说这事情就偶尔发生在一个适合的时间，那你们就趁了这个方便，完成了你们要做的事。
or you might even say that these things happen in a coincidence that you just happen to take advantage of what happened。
人都可以这样去把它去做思想。
A man can think of it this way.
但是这里就发出一个问题来了。
But here, that's a question.
沧海，你为何奔逃？
That the,
约旦呢？你为何倒流？
Why do the sea flee, and why do why the
mountain
turn back?
你为何踊跃如公羊？小山呢？你为何跳舞如羊羔？
Oh, mountains that you skip like rams, and oh hills like lambs.
这个问题也摆出来。
As these questions are laid out here,
你不回到神的面前去看，你没有办法找到答案的。
And if you don't go back before God, you cannot find the answer.
是海那么大，它会退去的。
How can a sea that big flee?
你说潮水来的，那个潮水来的时候它上升了嘛，潮水退的时候它就当然上去了。
And you might see it is the rising and the falling of the sea.
你说这是自然现象。
And you might call them natural phenomena.
但是以色列过红海不是这个自然现象。
But when the Israelites crosses the Red Sea is not a natural phenomena.
那个整个红海那一带的地方干了，以色列人整个大队的260几万人吧，我们是估计这样松松融融的过去。
And as the areas in the Red Sea dried up, the whole all the Israelites about 2.6 million they crossed.
这个是非常不容易的事。
We thank the Lord, this is not something easy.
主任，我们交通到那个基督教里边的是异派异端的事情。
And the past Sunday, we shared upon some.
我在这里说一样事情，让弟兄姊妹知道那个异端里头的一件很出名的事。
We shared upon something about the heresies, and now I would mention one thing.
他们以色列人过红海是真的。
And they said that it is true the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
当然历史上是真的了。
Of course, in history, it's true.
但是他们怎么过红海呢？
But how did they cross the Red Sea?
他说你们不知道。
And they said you don't understand.
但是摩西知道。
But Moses knew.
因为摩西没有回埃及领他们出来以前，他在那一带的那个旷野住了40年。
And because before Moses went back to Egypt to lead them out, he was living there for 40 years.
那里的地理环境。
And he was very familiar with the geographical condition.
红海。潮水涨起来和退后去的那个时间
，and he knew about the rising and falling，
并且他们那些潮水退下去，退到一个什么地步呢
And then, to what degree did the tie fall behind?
他说不是只是退出了给你看见海的沙滩。
And they said that the tie did not just go back so that you see the beach.
他们还要往后再多退一点。
It would go back even further.
在红海那一带的地方就长了许许多多的海上的植物。
And then in the Red Sea, there are a lot of vegetations that grow out from the sea.
海水一退了，他们就翻到来了。
So after the after the water goes back, it was
renewed. 所以那是翻上来的那些植物啊，就好像让以色列人踏在干地，就到了迦南了。
So the
vegetation 就过到西乃山那一边了。
So the vegetation that we view would let the Israelites step on them like they're stepping on dry ground. So the Israelites
你听上来的时候有没有道理？
The Israelites can go to Mount Sinai, and then you might think this pretty reasonable.
这不是当时神所做的事。
But this is not what God did at that time.
神所说的是叫红海退下去，完全是一个干地。
What God did was to turn back the Red Sea. It has become a completely a dry land.
好像什么？圣经上的话还是什么？那个水在两面成了那个，上面的水不来，前面的水退去。那流下来的水就好像成有一个非常大的力量挡住他们。越不过来。
So in the Bible is described the water stands still on two sides and it seems like there is a big power to keep them from running.
那扯出去了，不再说了。
And we
再回到这里。
And we won't go too far. We return back here.
还是沧海啊，你为何奔逃
？Oh sea that you flee.
约旦啊，你为何倒流
？Oh Jordan that you turn back.
大山啊，你为何踊跃？
Oh, mountains that you skip like rams.
公羊，羊羔啊，你为何踊跃如羊羔
？Oh, hills like lambs.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你一看下去就知道，神在那里下了结论。
And you would see that God is making a conclusion here.
那是什么
？What is this？
第七节
，verse seven。
大地啊，你因见主的面。就是雅各神的面，便要震动。
Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob.
不仅是这一部分的光景是这样子。
And not only it is like this here.
它叫磐石变为水池，叫坚石变为泉源。
He also turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a mountain of water.
用专门指着什么来说的？
For instance, what are these referring to?
我们读出埃及记，你还清楚的记得。
And we remember in the book of Exodus.
以色列没有水喝。
The Israelites were without water.
摩西到神面前去求神。
And Moses went before God to ask.
百姓说没水喝。
And the people said there's no water to drink.
我也没办法解决那个问题。
And I have no way to solve the problem.
神啊，你怎么来解给他们解决？
God, how are you going to solve the problem for them?
弟兄姊妹，你记得了。
But since you remember
this. 神头一次就告诉摩西说。
The first time God told Moses.
你用你的手杖来击打那个磐石。
You use the staff to hit the rock.
那个当力就要流出大量的水来解决百姓的干渴。
And that would be a great amount of water falling out to solve the thirst of the people.
另外一次。
And on in another occasion,
同样的情形发生在以色列人中间。
The same situation happened among the Israelites.
神告诉摩西说
，God told Moses,
你去吩咐磐石
，Tell the rock,
那哪里就有水流出，有大量的水流出来解决难处。
And there will be a great amount of water flowing out to solve the problem.
那这里我们不去分析这两次那个击打磐石。这两次的分与磐石发生联系的事情是怎么影响摩西进不了迦南？那是另外一个事，不在这里所说的。
And we won't go into how the matter of the rock and the water affect Moses going to Canaan.
那综合这里所提到的事情
，But to summarize what happened here，
就归纳出一个非常 明确的事实。
I will draw a very clear conclusion.
什么事实
？What is this?
神是万有的主。
That God is the Lord of all.
是因为万有的主不是高高在上的。
And this Lord of all is not.
他是陪伴着属他的人来行走在地上的路程。
He is with those who belong to him to walk this path on earth.
像以前我们一直读上来的时候，你不住的发觉在前面，卷一卷二卷三，你都发觉到你是我的山寨，你是我的盾牌，你是我的磐石。
And just like in book 1, 2, and 3, we'll see that you are my rock, my shield, my fortress.
但是在这里呢
？But here.
就不是说这个。
It's no longer talking about this.
在这里呢，是你是我们解决一切难处的那一位神。
That you are the God who solves all our problems.
为什么你能完全的解决我们的难处呢
？Why is that you can completely solve our problems?
因为你是万有的主。
Because you're the Lord of all.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那当114篇摆在那里的时候。
As we see Psalm 114 laying out here.
如果以色列人他真实的懂得他们整个立国的历史，从出埃及一直到现在。
If the Israelites truly knows about the history of the country from establishing country to now.
虽然他们进了迦南以后，许许多多的事情到现在，好像看他们所经历的事情。不太像114篇所说的。
And even though after they entered in Canaan till today, it seems like what they've experienced is not quite like what's described in here.
罗马把他们灭掉的时候，哦，他们一直衰落到今天。
And after Rome destroyed them, they are in the path of fall until now.
在地上各处流浪，受人欺侮。
And they wandered throughout the earth and was bullied by others.
二次大战的时候，还给希特勒。搞得他们不得安息。
And in World War II, they had no peace because of Hitler.
那到了上一个世纪，他们重新立国了。
And in last century, they reestablished the country, even though
the country is in state. 但是要恢复当年在神手里头所发表出来的，成为神的见证，还没有出现。
But they're to restore back to where God wants them to be his testimony is still not there yet.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们读但以理书的时候，我们知道这一个是神把他们放在一个荒凉的时期。
And when we read the book of Daniel, we know that God's placing them in a desolate
period. 我要让他们经过这许多的荒凉，才去懂得他们的神是谁。
It is through much desolation then they realize who God is.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当然114篇没有说的那么宽广的时间。
And of course, Psalm 114 has not covered such a broad extent.
神是把他过去在以色列中间所做的摆出来，让他们你去回忆一下，你能说我不是你们的主吗？
And God is laying out what he has done in the history of Israel and to let them see and think about how can you not think that I'm your God.
你能忘记我是领导你们走过各种各样难处而进入神荣耀的旨意里面的那一位又真又活的神吗？
And can you forget that I am the God who leads you through all kinds of difficulties and that I am a true and living God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些事情你忘不了。
These things you cannot forget.
如果你还记得里面的那个光景。
If you still remember what happened.
你除了赞美神。
Apart from praising God.
你还能做什么？
What else can you do?
当然同样的原则摆在我们今天属神的人的身上来说是完全相同的。所以接下去的15章115篇就是连着这个意思就说到敬拜神的人的范围扩大了。
So of course the same principles can apply to those who follow God today. So that's why it will bring about Psalm 115.
那我们来看115篇。
And we'll look at Psalm 115.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
一开始就把这个题目点得很清楚。
And from the very beginning, we can see the theme is very clear.
什么事呢
？What is this？
耶和华 耶和华呀，荣耀不归于我们，不要归于我们。
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to you, your name give glory.
那确定了一件事情。
It established one thing.
我们和神中间的关系。
That our relationship with God.
是我们去享用神的荣耀。
Is for us, we are enjoying God's glory.
而神用他的荣耀做奖赏，来赏给我们仰望等候他的人。
God gives His glory to us as a reward to us who wait for Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为一提到这样的事情的时候
，As this is mentioned,
就引出一个很重要的提示。
It brings forth a very important revelation.
为什么要？颂赞耶和华。
Why do we need to praise the Lord?
为什么要把荣耀归于我们
？Why is that we should not ascribe glory to ourselves?
上面就说了一个事实。
What follows tells us one thing.
为什么要容外邦人说你们的你们的神在哪里
？Why should the nation say where now is their God?
以色列人就有非常清楚的事实。来回答人家。
And Israelites has a very clear fact to answer with.
你看他在我们中间所做的事情。
Look at the things he has done among us.
你就知道了。
Then you understand.
那当然这些话是接着114篇连下来的。
And of course these words are connected with Psalm 114.
但是那个范围是从以色列人开始。
But the these all start with the Israelites.
但是不停留在以色列这个范围里。
But they do not stop at the boundary of Israelites.
我们到上面就看到这一。
And later on we'll see this.
但是我们现在在这里看。
But now first take note here.
神感动了那些以色列人。
God has moved the Israelites
专一的要敬拜神
to solely worship him
专心的要敬拜神
and to worship him with a single heart
好像借着以色列众人来向地上的其他的人来证明一件事情
It is as if using the Israelites to show other people on earth one thing
除他以外并无别神
Apart from him, there is no other God.
因为在天上人间没有赐下别的，叫我们可以因他得救。
Because in heaven and among men, there is no other that we by whom we can be saved.
这是新约里边神的话非常清楚给我们指出那个答案。
And these are the words in the New Testament that point out very clearly about the answer.
但是你怎么印证这个答案
？But how do you prove about this?Answer with a God.
神总是提出题目，给了答案，然后就再把造成这个答案的那个事实陈列在那里。
God always first point out the question, and then He gives the answer, and to tell us what are the facts that prove the answer.
接下去那一段话非常清楚，从文字上面你一看就懂。
So the words that follows are very clear, even from the letters of the words we understand.
就是说出。神造人和人造神区别在哪里
？And it tells of what is the difference between God creating man and man creating God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神造人。
When God created man.
神负责人的一切。
God is responsible for all things.
神用他的慈爱怜悯扶持人来回到他所定规的那一个荣耀的旨意。
And it is through God's loving kindness and mercy that God brings man back to his original will.
那是偶像呢
But for the idols,
这里说了一大段的话
here are a lot of words about the idols.
不然他们是人手造出来的
And of course they are made by man's hands.
但是造出来摆在那里显出什么作为呢
As they are made and laid there, what the functions?
很有意思啊
It's very interesting.
一读出来你就知道什么叫做偶像
As long as you read them aloud, you know what the idols are about.
你知道什么是偶像不要紧
It's not so important that you know what idols are.
我们要同时发觉人的愚昧常常有意无意的乐意把自己放在偶像的管辖里
But the foolishness of man, knowingly without knowingly, we place ourselves under the control of idols.
啊，这是神的话就指出来了。
And so these are pointed out by the word of God. How do you look at idols?
神说你应该这样看。
But God says you should look at them this way.
怎么看？
And what is the way?
啊。当人在那里，当外邦人在那里说他们的神在哪里的时候，那你要清楚知道的，我们的神在天上，他都随自己的旨意行事。第五节，第二节。
And verse 2 says, when the nation says, where now is your God? And we say that our God is in heaven.
而人造的偶像呢，就是说人造的神呢，
But for the idols, the gods are created by men.
第四节就说了。
Verse 4 says,
偶像是金的，是银的，是人手所造的。
The idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands.
在人的眼中看来，他们是有价值的。
In men's eyes, they are valuable.
因为他偶像造出来的时候，不是整个是金子，都是涂上金子的。
And when the idols are made, even if it's not entirely gold, it's gold plated.
不是银子的，就也就是涂上银子的。
Even if it's entirely silver, they might be silver plated.
第一件事摆出来说，他们的荣耀也是人加上去的。
So the first thing that's laid out is that their glory is added on by men.
人不给他加上去，他就是一块木头。
If man does not add glory to them, they are just a piece of wood.
他就是一块石头。
They may be just a piece of stone.
他就是一些反正人以为他可以成为神的物质。
They are just something that men think they can be made into God.
他们虽然有这些东西，
so even though they have these things,
但是你特别注意，
but let's
他们有口却不能言，有眼却不能看，有耳却不能听，有鼻却不能闻，有手却不能摸，有脚却不能走，有喉咙也不能出声。
And then take note, they have mouths cannot speak, they have eyes cannot see, have ears cannot hear, noses cannot smell, hands cannot feel, feet cannot walk, they cannot make a sound with their throat.
这就是说出人以为神的东西是这样的一种光景。
It tells us that the things that men consider as gods, they are like this.
你说没有啊，就是这些人他们也有很多话，有好多话说出来是很有道理的。
And you said that's actually not the case because the words that are coming out from their mouths are quite reasonable.
道理，因为是道德的问题的发表，当然，他能成为一个宗教，一定有他自己本身的那一个内容。
And of course, the words that comes out from them, the expression of moral values, in order to become religions, they have some kind of doctrines.
但是问题就是说，他们流出的道理，或是说他们发表出来的，成为事实吗？
But the question is whether the doctrines or whatever they express, can they become facts?
有解决人的难处吗？
Can they have the power to solve man's problems?
弟兄姊妹，记得今天刚过的主日。教宗聚会里头那个新的姊妹所交通出来的她的经历。
We remember in the past sharing meeting, we have a new sister among us, who was just born again, and then what she shared about her experiences.
她的敬拜佛啊几十年。
And she was a Buddhist for decades.
她有一句话很进到我的心。
As something that she said truly entered into my heart.
她说什么？
What did she say?
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有记得，如果在这边聚会的。
And I don't know if brothers and sisters remember.
我也常常要常常要念佛经啊。
And she said that she will always say the Buddhist prayers.
但是她说我每念一次佛经，我就害怕一次。
But she said every time I chant those prayers, every time I would feel fear in my heart.
我没有从念佛经的里头得着一些什么的好处。
I did not gain any benefits from chanting those prayers.
只是得着一些惊慌。
But all I gained was fear.
这是很有意思的。
This is very interesting.
我们常常说我们的神是说话的神。
And we always say that God is a God who speaks.
但是我们的神所说的话
没有叫你心里恐惧的。
But the word spoken by God would not cause fear in the heart.
就像这个那个姊妹所说的，我那一来信了主以后，我就觉得每到主面前一次，我就很喜乐。
And just like our sister shared, after she believes in the Lord, every time she comes before the Lord, she's full of peace and joy.
也许我们会说话，你们的神，你说的那么那么好。但是他也说审判了、啊、他审判你的时候
and,
你不害怕
and someone might say that even though you think your God is so good but he also talks about judgment and when he judges you wouldn't you be afraid
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
他说出他要审判
when he proclaims judgment
神的审判做什么呢
what is his judgment for
不是为着刑罚
it's not to punish
是为着矫正我们在他面前所缺欠
is in order to correct our shortcomings before him.
所以当你看到神，将来一天我们也在神的面前接受审判的时候，我们是喜乐的。
So on that day when we come before God and receive His judgment, we are full of joy.
因为见审判，我在神面前不洁的给神挪掉，而把我放在他那个圣洁。没有瑕疵的里头。
Because when I receive judgment, he is to remove what is unclean in me, and then I can receive his holiness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以当15篇一说到第九节的时候。
So when it comes to verse 9 in Psalm 115.
说以色列啊，你要依靠耶和华，他是你的帮助和你的盾牌。亚伦家，你们要依靠耶和华，他是你们的帮助和你们的盾牌。
And it says, O Israel, trust in the Lord, he is the help and the shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is the help and the shield.
但是如果只有这两句话，我也不觉得它范围有多大，还是圈在以色列的圈子里。
And if it's only for these two verses, the boundary is not that big, it's still limited to the Israelites.
接下去的那一节十一节
What follows, verse 11.
你们敬畏耶和华的，要依靠耶和华，他是你们的帮助和你们的盾牌。
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield.
弟兄姊妹看到这里
Verses as we read here.
神在这里接连说了三句话
And you notice that the Lord has spoken three verses in a row.
这三句话都是一样的
And these three verses are the same.
但是却是向着三个不同的对象
But speaking to three different subjects.
你留意了头一个第九节
Take
以色列啊你要依靠耶和华
Take note in,
他是你的帮助和你的盾牌。
In verse 9 it says, O Israel, trust in the Lord, he is the help and the shield.
那这个第一节 第一次
This is the first time.
接下去
And it continues.
听话的人就改变了。
And those who listen to this has
changed. 话语的内容一样。
The content of the words are the same.
谁听话呢
who are there to listen?
亚伦家。
The house of Aaron.
就是在神面前侍奉神的人
which is those who serve before the Lord
你们也要看到这样的一件事
you should also see this
要依靠耶和华
to trust in the Lord
你们是靠近神的
you are the one who are close to the Lord
你们是在神的圣所里头去服侍神的
You are serving the Lord in his sanctuary
不要因为你们有这样的一个靠近神的权利而把你自己看得很有本事
Do not regard yourself as somebody capable because of the privilege to draw close to God
你要在神的面前服侍主
And for you to serve before God
你必须记得一件事
You have to remember one thing
他是你们的帮助你们要依靠他
that you should trust in him
你们是要帮助他
and that he is your help
你们要以他为你们的盾牌
and you should regard him as your shield
一样的字句
same words
就是把神接过来放在一个最准确的 地位上。
It is to receive God and put Him at the most accurate position.
而这是对第二批的人说的话。
These are the words to the second group of people.
对第三批人说的话呢
？So for the words to the third group of people.
你从字句你就看到了。
And from the letters of words, you can see.
那个范围就扩大到全地了。
The area has expanded to all the land.
以色列家。
The Israelites,
亚伦家,
the house of Aaron,
都是出自一个民族,
they are both from the same tribe,
特别拣选的民族,
a race that's chosen by God specially.
但是一提到第三次提这个字的时候,
but when this is mentioned the third time,
就越过了以色列和亚伦家的这一个范围,
it goes beyond the boundary of Israel and the house of Aaron,
而是包括了敬畏耶和华的，要依靠耶和华的。
And it includes those who fear the Lord, who trust in the Lord.
那显然你跟上面来比较，那不是以色列这个范围里面的人了。
Very clearly, compared to what's ahead of this, it's not just limited to the circle of Israel.
这就是以色列以外的人了。
These are the ones outside of Israel.
他以外的人，是怎么？样会得着神的纪念呢
？And how are these people outside of Israel remembered by God？
当然，在我们今天来看的话，我们懂，他们当时人就不懂。
And of course, today we understand. At that time, they did not understand.
他们当时的人就是说到以色列人呢、啊，他们看准了一件事情说，说神只是悦纳我们，其他都是外邦人。外邦人在神面前没有地位。
In those days, the Israelites were firm on one thing that they are the ones, they are the Israelites, they're chosen by God. Outside of them, they're all Gentiles, not remembered by God. But thank the Lord.
在诗篇那里头。
In the Psalms.
把外邦人非常明显的包括在里头。
It's very clear that they have included, the Gentiles in them.
他们所承受的那一个劝勉。
The encouragement they receive.
跟以色列人跟到到亚伦家的人所接受的一个模样。
They are the same as those received by Israel and the house of Aaron.
依靠耶和华。
Trust in the Lord.
他是你们的帮助。
He is your help.
和你们的盾牌。
And your shield.
他是你们的帮助。
He is your help.
他解决你们一切的欠缺和需要。
He resolves all your shortcomings and your needs.
他是你们的盾牌。
He is your shield.
他要为你抵挡仇敌一切的攻击。
He will defend you from all the attacks from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，说清楚一点。
To put them more clearly.
全都在神自己那个怜悯、慈爱、权柄、能力的围绕里。
They all surrounded by God's love, mercy, authority, and power.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
说当这三部分的人摆在一起。
So when these three groups of people are put together.
以色列人跟亚伦人，我们很容易就知道，这其实就是一个全部的以色列人。
And we know that the Israel and the house of Aaron, they are all Israelites.
第三部分的人呢
？But the third group of people.
他们是外邦人。
They are the Gentiles.
他们不可能列在以色列的范围里。
They're not. It's not possible for them to be included in the area of Israel.
怎么他们也能享用神这一份的供应和恩典呢
？How is that they are able to also enjoy the grace and supply from God?
如果我们在新约的里头的事情是比较明白清楚的，你肯定知道第三批所提的是将来在新约里头。所显明的基督的教会。
And if we're clear about the matters mentioned in the New Testament, we know that very clearly the third group of people is the church mentions in the New Testament.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么我们看到这里的时候，你就看到了这个敬畏神、赞美神的心思，从过去很狭窄的圈在以色列人的范围里。扩大到全地的那些愿意寻求神的人的身上。
And very clearly from here we can see that the boundary of those who fear and praise God is now expanding from the circle of Israel to all the people who seek after God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以接下来
So it continues to say.
神就再说了一些话。
God continues to speak some more.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
凡敬畏耶和华的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。愿耶和华叫你们和你们的子孙日渐增加。你们蒙了造天地的是耶和华的福，天是耶和华的天，地他却给了世人。
We just read from 13 to 16.
大家弟兄姊妹，要我们注意的不是这几句话。
But what we need to pay attention to are not these words. 这几句话
说的神的创造，谁都不能更改。
And these words talked about the creation of God. Nobody can change it.
这几句话引出来要我们注意的是什么呢？
But what are these words bring us to pay attention? Which is the verse that follows.
你们是神所造出来的。
It's true, you are created by God.
但是你们要留意啊。
But you need to pay attention.
有一件非常特别的事，你不能忽略啊。
Something very special you cannot ignore.
什么事呢？
What is this?
死人不会赞美耶和华。
The dead do not praise the Lord.
懂吗？
Do you understand?
如果你是一个活的人，
If you're a living person,
但是你不会赞美耶和华。
But you do not know to praise God.
你不认识神。
You don't know God.
你不要以为说你们去赞美耶和华，我认识很轻松，我不需要，我也什么神都不要。
And you, don't say that you can go ahead and praise your God. I don't need anything. I don't have anything.
我比你们强多了。
That I'm much better than you are.
你们不能赌博，我可以去。
You cannot gamble, but I can.
你们不能贪污，可我可以去。
You can accept bribe, but I can.
你们不能欺负人，我能去。
And you cannot bully others, but I can.
好像很有威风。
It seems like you are very in a very good position.
神说。
But take note what God says.
死人不能死人不能敬畏耶和华。
The dead do not praise the Lord.
不仅是他活着的时候不能敬畏耶和华。
Not only are they not able to fear or praise God when they're living.
加上中了这个问题的。
And what follows is another emphasis.
到极境中的也都不能。
Nor do any who go down into silence.
那简单的来说。
To put it simply.
你活着的时候你不认识神。
When you're living and you do not know God.
你死了以后更没有机会你认识神。
And after you die, you don't have a chance to know God.
所以你从开始到末了就是一个不会敬畏耶和华的人。
From the beginning to the end, you are someone who doesn't know how to fear God.
从开始到末了就是一个死人。
From the beginning to the end, in God's eyes, you are a dead man.
这个话是很严肃的。
But since these are solemn words.
那个姊妹说我念佛经我念一遍我就害怕一遍。
The sister says every time she chants a Buddhist prayer, she was in fear. She was in fear. But we thank God.
我们念神的话的人。
We who read the word of God.
神不单是叫我们没有惧怕恐惧。没有惧怕。
Not only does God cause us to have no fear.
并且是更进一步叫我们懂得我们活在神的面前。神怎么纪念我们？
But one step further, that he causes to know when we live before him how he remembers us.
你们是活人。
You are the living.
虽然也许你活着的时候带着一些软弱残缺和亏欠。
And even though when you're living, you might have some shortcomings and some lackings.
但是你的地位在神面前对了。
But your position before God is correct.
神说你们不是死人。
And God said that you are not the dead men.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
神把他和人的关系，他做了什么，很清楚的把给我们再去领会。
And once again, God made it very clear his relationship with men and what he has done.
115篇末了就是说，你们要称颂耶和华，耶和华从今时直到永远。你们要赞美耶和华。
So at the end of Psalm 115, it says, "We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord."
我们常常提醒弟兄姊妹们。
We often remind brothers and sisters.
我们要追求做一个会赞美神的人。
We need to pursue after being someone who knows how to praise God.
尤其是我们到了波比聚会的时候，我们真要懂得 要做一个赞美神的人。
Especially at the bread breaking meetings, we need to learn to become someone who praise God.
你当你读诗篇读到卷五的时候，你就看到你没有资格不赞美神。
And as we come to book 5 of the Psalms, we see that we are in no conditions not to praise God.
你只有一个资格就是要赞美神。
And we have this one condition, which is to praise God.
我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
我们现在虽然是看诗篇。
Even though we're reading the Psalms.
但是从114篇到45篇115篇我们就已经看见神造我们的目的。我要叫我们作为一个敬拜他的人来成为他在地上的那个活的见证。
And we see from Psalm 114 and 115 that God's purpose of creating us is for us to be someone who praise him and to be his witnesses on earth.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
但是神的所做的功呢，也没有停留在教会的身上。
But God's words does not stop in the church.
那他还要在以色列人教会，再要把整个的范围扩大到全地。
And he would expand this boundary from Israel, the church to the entire land.
啊，因为你一看到116篇，你很清楚看到那个范围就是到了全地。
Because when you read Psalm 16, you see the boundary is to all the earth.
当教会出现的时候，
when the church appears,
不能说是全地，
it's not the entire earth.
因为以色列人加上教会也仍然是全地里头的人当中的少数。
Because even the Israel plus the church is only a small part of all the earth.
但是到了116篇的时候，你看到那个范围就扩大到全地的人，神在那里给他们听见，你要赞美耶和华。
And when it comes to Psalms 116, we see the boundary has expanded to all the earth. You see or you hear God saying, "Praise the Lord."
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你特别留意。116篇一开头就说出了这些人不是以色列人也不是教会。
And in the beginning of Psalm 116 we take special note to see these people, they are not Israelites nor the church.
是我们口里头常常所说的福音朋友。
But these are the ones that we often call the gospel friends.
他们和神没有关系。
They have no relationship with God.
但是他们心里头有一个爱慕。
But they have this desire in their heart.
他们要认识神。
They want to know God.
他们愿意接受神在他们身上所显明的各样的属天的祝福。
And they are willing to accept all the spiritual blessings from God.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为在起初的那一段话，就是把一个福音朋友的心思毫无保留的在那里发表了出来。
The words in the beginning have expressed fully about the heart in the gospel friends.
他是说出我没有认识主，但是我是不住的给死亡的神说来缠绕我。
It tells of these people not knowing God yet and the course of death encompass them. And the terrors of Sheol come upon them.
我遭遇患难愁苦。
And I found distress and sorrow.
但是这一切的事情催逼他说，我要寻求那位活的神，他能带我脱离这一切的愁苦。
So all these things urge me to seek after this living God that he will free me from all these sorrows.
你留意那个字句很有意思。
Take note of the words, they're very meaningful.
他是好像走到人生的尽头的时候发生了一个转机。
It seems like there is a turning point when this person has come to the end of his life.
他那时第五节。第四节。
Verse 4, then.
那时。
Then,
什么时候
what is that time?
我被捆绑到没有办法看见前途，也没有办法活得平安。
I was bound to a point that I saw no future and I had no peace.
那时
Then,
我便求告耶和华的名。
I called upon the name of the Lord.
说
And said,
说什么？
What did he say?
神啊，你要救我的灵魂。
That Lord, save my life or my soul.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我要求你救我的灵魂。
And oh Lord, I beseech you, save my life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到一件事。
You see one thing.
这一个福音朋友。
This gospel friend.
他要寻求的是什么？
What is he seeking after?
不是属地的好处。
It's not benefits of the world.
寻求那个永远的生命里头的祝福。
He's seeking after the blessing in eternal life.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，耶和华，求你救我的灵魂。
Oh Lord, I beseech you, deliver my soul.
耶和华有恩惠，有公义，我们的神以怜悯为怀。耶和华保护义人，我落到卑微的地步，他救了我。我的心啊，你要仍归安乐，因为耶和华用厚恩待你。
We just read from verse 5 to 7.
还没有完。
And it did not end here.
更清楚。
Even more clearly, verse 8.
主啊，你救我的命，免了死亡；救我的眼，免了流泪；救我的脚，免了跌倒。我要在活耶和华面前行活人的路。
And we just read from verse 8 to 9.
弟兄姊妹，放下的话先不说。
And we will not go further into the words and follow.
114篇的那个话和这个115篇的话来跟116篇的话，你看到的区别在哪里？
If you compare the words in Psalm 115 to the ones in 116,
你看到里面的内容完全是翻转过来。
You see the content is completely turned around.
15章那里说，死人是不会赞美神的。
In Psalm 115 it says the dead do not praise the Lord.
他们到了阴间也不会。
Nor do they go into the shield. And here,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
刚才我们说念到第八节，那现在从第九节我们接下去，你看看你就很清楚的。
And we continue to read from verse 9.
我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
15章就是说死人。
In Psalm 115 it says the dead.
15篇是说到活人。
And 116 it says the land of the living.
你知道死人不会赞美神。
And you know that the dead do not praise the Lord.
活人就会赞美神。
But the living can praise the Lord.
你会在神面前寻求神，并且敬畏他，侍奉他，赞美他。
And you can seek after the Lord, you can worship Him, and you can serve Him.
为什么你能，他们不能？
Why is that you can, but they can't?
因为你是活人。
Because you are the living.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
那在这三篇的诗篇里头，一直确定了人在神面前的所占的地位是什么。
And these three psalms establish what is the position man has before God.
神在我们这些人身上所显明的他是谁。
And how God manifests who he is.
当我们知道神是该敬畏的神。
And when we know that God is a God who deserves our fear.
是我们的一切。
And he is our all.
那在旧约诗篇的里头，他们可以有这个概念。
And they have this concept in the Old Testament.
但是他们没有办法很实际的领会那个事实。
But they could not understand the fact very concretely.
但是我们现在活在新约里面的人呢，我们是应该很清楚的知道，很明白的掌握的。
But for us who live in the New Testament time, we should have a very clear understanding, a good grasp.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他们在当时来说。神给他们就说，你们要注意你们在神事面前占什么地位。
And for them, God said that you need to pay attention to what position you have before the Lord.
是占死人的地位还是占活人的地位。
Whether you're standing in the position of the dead or the living.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
到了新约。
When we come to the New Testament.
神给我们看见。
God lets us see.
我们永远是新人。
We are the new creation.
已经 若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation.
这个新造的人是活人。
This new creation is a living man.
为什么他是活人呢？
Why is he living?
因为他们是在基督里。
Because they are in Christ.
仍然是我们常常说的那个话，基督同时也在他们里面。
And just like what we often say, that Christ at the same time is in them.
因此我们是活人。
And we are the living.
感谢赞美我们的。
We thank and praise our Lord.
所以，所以第九节就说着，我要在耶和华面前行活人之路，我因信所以如此说话，我受了极大的困苦，我曾基础的说人都是说谎的，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的厚恩，我要举起救恩的杯称赞清扬耶和华的名，要在众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。弟兄姊妹们，你看到了这个在旧约里头你看不到的，他们可以天天去圣殿献燔祭、献赎罪祭、献平安祭，但是他们没办法了解这里所说的呢。
We just read from verse 9 to 14 in the Old Testament time. They can go to the temple all the time to offer burnt offerings and sin offerings, all kinds of offerings, but they couldn't understand fully. We thank the Lord.
为什么我们会这样的体会这里说的话？当时我是说到这几篇是神在诗篇里头启示他所要做的事。
And what we say that in these psalms that God is there in the Old Testament to review or to review what He was doing.
那现在到了116篇呢，就看到神已经做了他所要做的事情当中最根本的那些事实。
And in Psalm 116, we see that God has done some of what He is to do in His life.
所以一个到神面前来，灵里面是得了释放的人，他们就有一个感觉。
So for those who are set free in the Spirit, when they come before God, they have this feeling.
第九节，第十二节。
Verse 12.
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩呢？我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。在耶和华眼中，看圣民之死极为宝贵。耶和华，我真是你的仆人，我是你仆人，你被你的儿子，你已经解。开了我的榜锁，我要以感谢为祭献给你。
And we just read from verse 12 to verse 17.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这里包括了好多件事情。
And my sister, you see the many things that are included in here.
第一，你怎么跟神建立了这样的一个关系呢？
First, how are you to establish this relationship with God? It's because of your faith.
就是说你，我们是因信就如此说话。
And it's because I believe, then I say.
为什么因信你能这样说话呢？
Why is that because you believe you can say such a thing?
最简单的那个答案就是说，因为我们是因信称义，来到神的面前给约纳。
And to put it in a most simple way, because we are deemed righteous because of we're justified by our faith, that's why we can come before God.
那所以你来到神的面前，你怎么反应？你所蒙的神的恩惠呢？
So when you come before God, how do you respond to the grace you have received?
他说我要举起救恩的杯。
And he said that I'll lift up the cup of salvation.
显然你看到这个是教会的侍奉敬拜的一个核心的事物。
And very clearly you can see this is the core of the church's service and worship.
要称赞耶和华的名。
And to praise the name of the Lord.
要在众民的面前还我向神所许的愿。
And I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
那是为神做见证。
Which is to testify for God.
做一个活祭摆在神的面前。
To be a living sacrifice before God.
当然这些都是新约里边的事情。
These are all the things of the New Testament.
旧约里头的人，他能 体会到这样的一件事，但是他们没有办法了解这个事情怎么可能发生在我们的身上。
Then the Old Testament people can know of these things, but they cannot understand how these things can happen to men.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
救恩的显灵，把人和神中间的间隔完全的拿掉了。
When salvation is revealed, it takes away all the barriers between God and man.
那一直承受恩典的人。
For those who receive grace,
他每次到神面前来，
every time when he comes before,
或者每次在日常生活里头一些事物让你感觉得到神陪伴着你行走，
or every time when you feel God is walking with you in your daily life,
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这里有一些人
Here,
是完全被神的恩典和祝福围绕着。
Here there are some people who are completely surrounded by God's grace and blessing.
所以他们能说。
So that's why they can say.
我要以感谢为祭，献给你。
I will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to you.
我就在众民面前，在耶和华殿的院内，在耶路撒冷当中，向耶和华完我的愿。
That I will pay my vow in the courts of the Lord's house in the midst of you.
说什么？
What is it saying here?
弟兄姊妹们，字句你很容易懂。
And you can understand the service of the word.
但是你要问这些句句怎么可以发生在我们的身上。
But you should ask, how could these words be wielded in us?
我们要以感谢为祭献给神，在旧约里头你没有资格。
If you want to sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and in the Old Testament, you do not have the condition.
啊，你虽然可以献个平安祭。
And maybe you can offer up a peace offering.
但是你要借着亚伦家的人。
But it is through the people of the family of Aaron.
你自己本身没有条件。
And you have no condition to do this.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
到了一个时候。
When time comes,
神说你自己就可以。
God says that you can do it yourself.
用感谢为祭献给神。
You can offer up a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
还有一件事情。
And then one more thing.
我要在他众民面前，在耶和华殿的院内。
That is in the presence of all his people in his courts.
这个是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
The second point.
在耶路撒冷当中。向耶和华还我的愿。
And to pay my vows in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你看，在旧约，你能这样做吗？
Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament time, can you do this?
你不能这样做。
You cannot.
你跟神中间没，神没有给你有恩典。来做这个事。
God has not given you grace to do this.
你要进到耶和华的殿里。
In order to go into the courts of the Lord.
只有亚伦的后代可以去。
It's only for the descendants of Aaron.
你不是亚伦的后代。
If you are not one of Aaron's descendants, you cannot go in.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
现在到了这一个，我们说到了这个新约的这个预，当年来说是一个预告的启示里。
And at that time, this is a foretelling of a revelation.
我们可以进到耶和华的殿。
That we can go into the courts of the Lord.
我们可以住在耶和华的殿的内院内。
And we can dwell in the inner court of God's and in the Lord's house.
在耶路撒冷，在神的城里。
In Jerusalem, in the city of God.
向神还我的愿。
And to pay my vows to the Lord.
哎呀，你看到这一个。地位和实际都完全改变了过来。
And you can see the position and the reality are completely changed.
带出一个什么结果呢？
What does it bring forth?
你们要赞美耶和华。
That you need to praise the Lord.
那意思我们说啊。
That's why we say.
我们如果信主。
If we believe in the Lord.
信了十年也不会赞美耶和华。那是非常不正常。
And after believing 10 years that you still don't praise the Lord, that's abnormal.
但是另外一个想法。
But in contrast,
你信了主，时间不清太久。
And not long after you believe in the Lord.
你说我除了说到神的，我赞美你，我没有别的话。
And you said that apart from saying praise you, God, and I have no other things to say.
因为是不是因着这样， 我不敢赞美耶和华。
And because of this, I dare not to praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
两个心思在我们里面都不准确。
And these two thinkings are both inaccurate.
你们要赞美耶和华是我们的天职。
Praising the Lord is our heavenly vocation.
你会赞美耶和华到什么程度？那个和你的生命的成长有关系。你不能拿那一个生命的程度来肯定你在神面前不知道怎么赞美。
That to what degree are you able to praise the Lord has to do with the growth of your life.
我们讲谢主。
And we praise the Lord.
我们今天晚上接连看了这三篇诗篇。
And this evening we read through these three psalms.
让你更多的提高我们在我们日常生活里头加添赞美神的成分。
And may it be that we would add to our daily lives that the content of praising the Lord.
特别是在教会擘饼的时候，更需要弟兄姊妹心上神的宝座，有更多的敞开，把更多的感谢赞美献给主。
Especially during the bread breaking meeting, verses need to be more opened up to offer more praises to the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
到你面前来，你的话语向我们发光。
When we come before you, your words enlighten us.
我们就看到你的信实是如何的确定。
And we can see how faithful you are.
从亘古到永远，你一直是用着你的慈爱怜悯来围绕着我们。
From everlasting to everlasting, you use your loving kindness to surround us.
你承担我们的难处。
You take up our difficulties.
你加添我们里面的丰富。
And you increase our abundance within.
主，我们说。
Lord, we say.
许许多多的事情是我们根本不配得的。
There are many things that we do not deserve at all.
但是你给了我们。
But you have given them to us.
你现在没有让我们尝到，有一天你还是叫我们活在你的荣耀里。
And even today we have not tasted it yet, but one day you will let us live in your glory.
如果什么时候我们思念到你在我们身上所做的，我们说我们不能不做一个赞美你的人。
Lord, anytime,
活在你的面前。
Anytime we remember what you have done in us, we cannot but to be someone who would praise before you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
继续引领我们。
Continue to guide us.
走在活人之路上，直到见你的面。
Continue to guide us to live in the land of the living until the end.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.